Hi there, everyone, and welcome to our show. I'm Mike.
大家好，我是 Anna.
And how about you, Anna? Did you? We were talking about embarrassing things yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Did you pass gas or talk to someone with food on your teeth or anything yesterday after we finished the show?
Not really.
No, me too. I felt so lucky. None of those bad things happened to me. But I guess we should realize that most of those things are just kind of human, right? We all trip sometimes.
Yeah.
We all pass gas. Sometimes you have bad breath.
Mm-mm.
Most of those things you can fix. Well, cheating on a test, okay, that's just bad. That's just a bad thing to do.
这是你能控制的。
You can stop yourself from cheating on a test, but sometimes you can't stop yourself from some of them, and we all do silly things. So why don't we look at some more silly things today, some more embarrassing things that might happen to us at school or even at work. Do I have bad breath?
No.
Okay, good. Do you have anything in your teeth? No, you're good. All right, let's look at situations 6 through 10 right now. Get ready to be embarrassed.
Which is worse?
I think it's worse, too. 6. Sit next to a cheesy-smelling person. Or, sit next to a very talkative person. 7. Wear the same exact shirt as someone else. Or, wear a shirt inside out without noticing it. 8. Fall asleep in class. Or,not know the answer to the teacher's question. 9. Come to school with a terrible haircut. Or, come to school with a mosquito bite on my eyelid. 10. Have two different pairs of shoes on my feet. Or, wear my pajamas to school.
Talkative, talkative. Diana can't keep her mouth closed because she is very talkative. Diana can't keep her mouth closed because she is very talkative. Notice, noticed. James noticed a poor lost puppy under the car. James noticed a poor lost puppy under the car. No new known. Sheldon is a fan of Titanic and knows all of the lines.Sheldon is a fan of Titanic and knows all of the lines. Bite. The lion took a big bite out of the zebra's leg. The lion took a big bite out of the zebra's leg.
All right, so welcome back to another episode of I Think It's Worse To... ... And we're going to ask you a few questions or give you a few situations where you have to choose between two bad things.
Mm.
And you have to choose the one that is most bad or worst. All right, the most terrible one. So let's look at number 6. Here we are. You're sitting down in a school or on a bus maybe, on an airplane sometimes...And it says, sit next to a cheesy-smelling person, or sit next to a very talkative person.
So a person smells like cheese?
Well, when we say cheesy-smelling, what we usually mean is something that smells bad.
Oh.
Like old cheese.
Like
rotten cheese.
Like fox?
Like a fox?
Uh-huh.
No, foxes don't smell very bad. No, like garbage. Like someone who just smells dirty. Like they really need a shower.
Mm.
You know, they've been exercising all day and then they didn't wash. So, they have that dirty body smell. Or you can sit next to a person who's like, blah, 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 and they talk all the time. Which one do you think is worse?
The first one.
The first one. Okay. Why is that?
因为如果他真的身体太臭的话，我整个可能会
Yes.
I faint.
It's true. It's kind of like the bad breath, because you can't fix that.
No.
Right? But if a person is talkative, well, of course, talkative means they talk a lot.Okay, maybe they're interesting or maybe they're boring, but they just talk all the time. The thing with that is you can say, excuse me, I'm trying to read my book. Could you just, you know, could you just stop talking?
Right.
You can say something about it, but if the person smells, you can't. We have an example sentence for talkative. Diana can't keep her mouth closed because she is very talkative.
所以其实啊 talkative 这个形容词你大概就从 talk 可以猜得出一二了。因为 talk 就是讲话的意思。而 talkative 就是一直讲话一直讲话一直讲话很多话的意思。所以当然这一题如果对方很多话你可以请他稍微先不要讲一下。可是如果一个人是 cheesy,
Smelling.
就体臭的话你整个可能也没有办法请他走啊、
That's right.
对
yeah, that, I think that one is definitely worse. Okay, let's look at number 7. Which is worse, to wear the exact shirt as someone else or wear a shirt inside out without noticing it?
The latter.
The latter one. Really?Okay, I would say the first one.
Really?
We should explain. So the exact shirt means someone has the same shirt you have.
So you're
wearing your favorite LA Lakers shirt or whatever, and someone else is wearing a Lakers shirt, and it's the same one. You look like your best friends or on a team or going out or something. So that's bad. But a shirt inside out, sometimes when you take off your shirt, right, you'll pull it over your head so that the inside of the shirt is now outside. Sometimes when you get the clothes out of the washing machine, this will happen, right?
So you
can see the little edges of the shirt. Do you think that's worse?
That's worse.
I would say no, because you can say, oh yeah, it's just the new style. It's a new fashion. Everyone in Paris and New York, they're all wearing their shirts like this. It's really cool. And people go, really? Wow, okay.
Wow, that's cool.
And they'll start to do it too.
Next time
I'll
try it.
Yeah.
You
can try. People will go, what are you talking about? You just put it on wrong, stupid. But you can try to be cool. But if someone has the same shirt, oh, I hate that. That happened to me once. It was terrible.
How old were you then?
I was in college. I was waiting for the bus, wearing a t-shirt. A guy comes walking around the corner wearing the same shirt.
The same exact.
He looks at his shirt. He looks at my shirt. Looks at his shirt again. He runs around the corner again. And I was just standing there waiting for the bus like, okay, that was weird. That was funny. And then he comes back 5 minutes later with a different shirt. And he walks by and he goes, I feel so much better right now. And I would kind of laugh. I said, yeah, me too. And then he just walked away. It was really, really funny. But, you know, it's the same shirt. Oh, my God. It's so embarrassing. If you notice something, you see it. You pay attention to it, right? If your friend is waving, hey, over here, they're waving because they want you to see them, to notice them.
Right. 所以其实 notice 就是注意啊或留意的意思。而这个单字呢特别注意因为它以一结尾所以它的过去式跟过去分词直接加 D 就可以了。那么它的三态是 notice, noticed,noticed.
That's right. For example, James noticed a poor lost puppy under the car. So sad. Good thing he noticed it.
通常是看到的意思或者是听到啊所以你就注意到了 Notice.
That's right. Number 8. Oh, this is bad. Fall asleep in class or not know the answer to the teacher's question.
The latter.
Yeah, I would really...Oh, okay. I think the first one.
Well, it's common to fall asleep in class.
No, it's not.
It is.
Is it?
Here.
Oh, okay. But if you don't know the answer, you can just say, I'm sorry, I don't know. Could you explain it to me?
Well, that'll be embarrassing.
Oh, okay.
I don't know the answer. That'll be embarrassing.
But that's why you're studying, because you want to learn things.
I don't know...
If you know the answer, then go home. You don't have to be at school. Good job.
But usually teacher asks questions that students... should have known.
Oh, that's true. That's true. I think they're both bad. Okay, to know the answer is to have the information. When someone asks you a question and you can answer the question, you know the answer. What's your name? Of course, you know your name. So you say, my name is Bob or Susan or whatever. Mm-hmm. So that's because you know. If someone says, what's the capital of Luxembourg? You might say, I don't know. Mm-hmm.Right, because you don't have the answer.
Right, 所以其实 know 就是知道的意思 know 知道可是 know 的三态要特别注意哦因为它是不规则变化所以它的三态是 know, new, K-N-E-W and how do you pronounce the word? Known
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 Know, new, known
Known, know, new, known K-N-O-W-N 是它的过去分词特别注意它的三态哦
Exactly. The example sentence, Sheldon is a fan of Titanic、mm-hmm. and knows all of the lines.
Wow.
He's watched the movie many, many times.、Mm. Okay, here's another one. Number nine, what's worse? To come to school with a terrible, ugly haircut or to come to school with a mosquito bite on your eyelid? Ow!
Definitely the latter.
I think so, too. You can、
It's、
wear
wild,
a hat.
You know?
You can wear a hat if you、right. have a terrible haircut.、Uh-huh.I don't think it's embarrassing. The mosquito bite is not embarrassing. It's just, it hurts. It's just uncomfortable.
But,
right?
But your eyelid would swell.
Well, I know,
like
but、
cabin.
It's not your fault, right? The mosquito bit you. You didn't ask the mosquito to do that.
But、it、you just, will look like a monster.
Well, of course, but I wouldn't worry about that. I would worry because it's really uncomfortable for me. I don't care what you think. It's my eye.Right? Anyways, we should explain. A bite is when an animal will bite you, right? So、mm-hmm. a dog bite could be very serious.
Right.
Or something、right. small like an insect, like a mosquito or an、mm-hmm. ant or a spider can、mm-hmm. also bite you. And of course, it'll get red and it will be uncomfortable. That's a bite, okay? So that mark, what's that? Oh, it's a bite from a mosquito or something.
Right. 所以其实这个 bite 本身就可以当成动词，就是咬的意思。不过在这里呢，指的是名词。的被蚊子叮的叮伤啊或者是被动物咬的咬伤那个痕迹或者是那个地方那个肿起来的那一包都可以叫做 a bite 就是叮伤或咬伤的意思
That's right The example sentence The lion took a big bite out of the zebra's leg Ow
不过在这个例句当中的 take a big bite、mm-hmm. of something 则是咬一口的意思 take a bite of something咬一口什么什么东西
Exactly. Okay, number 10. Which is worse, to have two different pairs of shoes on my feet or to wear my pajamas to school? Which one is worse? To wear two different shoes, so you put on a black shoe and a white shoe and forget and go to school, or...You don't even get dressed in the morning and you wear your pajamas. Pajamas are the clothes that you wear when you sleep. You wear those to school.
Of course, the latter.
The latter. I think the first one, again, you could say, oh, it's really cool in Paris.
That's my new style.
Everybody's wearing two shoes
You want
to
give、
now.
It a try?
Yeah. Me and Brad Pitt and Miley Cyrus, we all wear two shoes, yeah. The pajamas to school, you just look crazy.
Right.
That's the problem with
绝对不能是穿睡衣到学校 okay?
Mm-hmm. All right, so as it says there, although life may be confusing and difficult now as a teenager, it's all a part of growing up.、Mm. Very true. Also, everyone goes through this stage in life, right? We did embarrassing things for、right. sure. So don't worry, but instead go with the flow,Just enjoy life and enjoy、mm-hmm. the moment, right? Because、mm-hmm. you'll only be young once. As you get older, things get a little simpler. But as you get older, you're always tired.
Really?
I'm so tired. No, I'm just joking. But, you know, life isn't so bad as a teenager. Plus,、
啊、
you'll get to grow up, go to college、mm. and be cool.
还是要享受那个年轻的时光啊。别走开哦，我们还有 wrap up.
All right, well, I'm thinking back. I think I wore some pretty embarrassing clothes. I think some of the clothes、
like.
I had when I... Oh, like skinny ties and that were pink. Actually, they're cool now.、
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of back in fashion. Or my haircuts were really embarrassing. You know? Yeah, so... But then it, you know, you grow up and it's okay. How about you? Did you do something embarrassing in school?
当然有啊。谁没做过蠢事啊 Like, you know, wearing...
Bad、Purple. Clothes, Purple pants?
Purple pants.
Purple pants.
紫色的
Ooh, okay, that's a pretty good one. I never wore purple pants. All right, guys,
and so tight.
Tight purple pants. Don't be too embarrassed. Enjoy life because, you know, you're only young once. We all grow up. Everything will be better. Trust me. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I really appreciate all your hard work and effort.
I really appreciate all your hard work and effort.
Hello, 大家好 I'm Tim. 今天我要教大家一句用来表示谢意的句子。这个句子跟我们之前学的不太一样，它属于比较正式的用法。I really appreciate all your hard work and effort.I really appreciate all your hard work and effort. 我衷心感激你的付出以及努力。Appreciate 这个动词就代表感激、感谢的意思，后面直接接上受词，就代表你要感激的事物。例如，你可以说 I appreciate your kindness. I appreciate your kindness. 我真的很感谢你的好意。或是常常对方做了另一件令你很感激的事情，你可以很简单的说 I really appreciate it. I really appreciate it. 而接在 appreciate 后方的 hard work 则是代表辛勤的工作。 Hard 我们一般都知道是坚硬的意思，然而这边则是当作辛勤努力的，而最后的 effort 则是努力认真的意思。Make an effort to do something. Make an effort to do something. 就代表努力去做某件事。假使我们说 John is making an effort to lose weight. John is making an effort to lose weight. 就代表 John 很努力的要去减肥。下次如果在比较正式的场合或者书信的往来上，想要感谢对方的付出以及努力，就可以试着说I really appreciate all your hard work and effort. I really appreciate all your hard work and effort. 最后，希望今天教的句子同学们都能记起来哦。现在就让我们来看看今天的例句。小聚会，我们下次见咯。
I really appreciate all your hard work and effort.
I really appreciate all your hard work and effort.
Chat.
Oh, 乖孙诶，你 forgot to wash the cups 啦！啊，你后盖是咪要拉给出去啦？
阿妈，你不是讲 wash the dishes， 我就洗盘子而已呀、啊。你也没有说要洗杯子。OK， I'll go wash them now。
当我们用 dish。这个字的时候呢，它是当作名词来用，有盘子的意思哦。那注意哦，它的复数形是 dishes， dishes。那一般呢，其实 dishes 都是用来表示碗盘的总称。OK， 那所以 dishes means all the plates, cups, and bowls, etc. that have been used to eat a meal and need to be washed.因此呢，常常我们就会用 do the dishes 或者是 wash the dishes， 都有着洗碗盘这样子的意思哦。那当然咯，这里的 dishes 也包括你要洗什么呢？就是我刚刚提到的 bowls 碗啦、cups 杯子等等的餐具哟。So for example, you can say, "Don't forget to do the dishes after you finish dinner." Don't forget to do the dishes.After you finish dinner, 意思就是啊，吃完晚餐之后不要忘记要洗碗盘哦。那所以呢，如果你要只洗一个盘子的话呢，我们就可以直接用 plate, P-L-A-T-E 就好了。因为在口语当中呢，其实 dish 通常是用来表示一道菜或是菜肴这样的意思哦。So dish can also mean food cooked in a particular way as a meal.For example, I can say, my best dish is fried rice. My best dish is fried rice. 知道吗？我的 best dish 就是拿手菜，可是蛋炒饭 fried rice 哦。另外，我们也可以用 favorite dish 用来表示最喜欢吃的菜是什么哦。 For example, my favorite dish is pumpkin pasta. My favorite dish is pumpkin pasta. 我最喜欢的菜是南瓜意大利面哦。Pasta, P-A-S-T-A, 就是意大利面。因此要注意的哦，就是如果你要说一盘意大利面，也就是装在盘子上的意大利面，你要说 a plate of pasta。如果你讲成了 a pasta dish, 这可是指这个一道这个意大利面这个菜哟。
What did we learn from Teacher Laura?
一般的盘子我们其实用 plate 就可以了，因为 dish 在口语当中常常用来表示一道菜。For example, the chicken dish.而它的复数型 dishes 则是指碗盘的统称，所以做家事的时候 do the dishes 没错，你连碗跟盘子还有杯子都要洗哦。
Which is worse?
I think it's worse too. 6. Sit next to a cheesy smelling person or sit next to a very talkative person. 7.Wear the same exact shirt as someone else. Or, wear a shirt inside out without noticing it. 8. Fall asleep in class. Or, not know the answer to the teacher's question. 9. Come to school with a terrible haircut. Or, come to school with a mosquito bite on my eyelid.10. Have two different pairs of shoes on my feet. Or, wear my pajamas to school.
Talkative. Talkative. Diana can't keep her mouth closed because she is very talkative.Diana can't keep her mouth closed because she is very talkative. Notice. Notice. Notice, noticed, noticed. James noticed a poor lost puppy under the car. James noticed a poor lost puppy under the car.No, no, no new known. Sheldon is a fan of Titanic and knows all of the lines. Sheldon is a fan of Titanic and knows all of the lines. Bite, bite. The lion took a bigbite out of the zebra's leg. The lion took a big bite out of the zebra's leg.